This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock, good to have you in the house with us today. Hope things are doing well for you in Florida. Sunny, is it sunny Florida?
Oh, man, it's 81 degrees. It is sunny.
Oh, that's gloating. You just did that to Alice Alvey. You just said that to Alice just because she's suffering under the cold weather up there. Yeah, it's supposed to be 78 here tomorrow, so here in Austin. So we're enjoying this. These are good temps. I love it. That's why we live down here.
That's awesome.
What you got
for scooter season in Austin, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We saw those how those work for the NBA conference. That was fun. But speaking of technology,
absolutely,
scooters are some of them. What's caught your attention that you want to talk about this week?
So, David, quick question for you. What do smart coffee machines, health apps that can record your sleep, and smart pajamas all have in common?
Smart pajamas, did you say?
That's right, smart pajamas. They're all
too much information. It's called, yeah, it's probably too much information. Smart pajamas, I'm not sure I want to go there. But what the heck?
All things we don't have, but this past week with CES in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Cool,
that was
things.
Yes.
Yep, weird things, you name it. But check this out. They had a panel, and I don't have the details of the panel, but I love it. They said that installing smart home technology, they didn't mention pajamas, but installing smart home technology can increase the final closing price of your home by 3 to 5%.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I believe it, but it may make a millennial buyer, because they can open the garage door, turn the lights on, see the house, do everything by their phone. It could potentially make them bargain less. That's what I guess they're saying, right? Who knows? But I bet you, and I would love to know this stat, how many people that have an Alexa or Google Home or any of those devices have them on listen mode while people are walking through their homes and looking at it and making all the comments and talking? Love to know that number.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
That would be interesting.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I also am very excited to hear Michael today. So I wanted to get through a couple quick things. They're all newsworthy and very interesting. We did talk about sort of the tech checkup last week for 2020. I maybe will highlight at the end, but the news today was just too cool. So outside of CES, we all may have heard of a company called West, and they have an order management platform called WestVM. Well, Closing Corp just said that they're making plans to acquire the order management solution. They've reached an agreement. And according to Closing Corp, it's going to be renamed to Closing Corp Order Management. It's going to allow lenders to order appraisals, flood certs, and much more in 60 seconds. So if you think about where Closing Corp sits in the market, and you think about, you know, how important it is to have the consolidation, we all talk about the consolidation of vendors and, you know, sort of one throat to choke. We've heard so many people say that, right? Having WestVM, that technology, as part of the Closing Corp solution helps actually do that. It helps bring one integration, lots of very critical data and process to the transaction. So if you use Closing Corp or WestVM, you want to check that out, you can just Google it. This one's pretty cool, David. We don't talk as much on the fintech side, but I really like this one. RE/MAX is actually looking to acquire a real estate tech startup called First. And it's an app. It's AI, of course, right? And it identifies potential sellers for the real estate agents. And from there, the app will actually help those agents build a database of contacts that can be sorted by their likelihood to want to sell. And, you know, we talk about borrowers, we talk about acquisition costs, we talk about relationships, and as a loan officer and a marketing machine, right? Marketing is going to be, 2020 is going to be all about marketing technology. You know, instead of POS, I heard of MOS. So anyways, where I'm going with that is, this is really interesting because it helps actually bring sellers to the transaction, which sellers are going to be buying a new home more than likely, or downgrading, or doing something different. I think that's an area of the market. So I'm very interested to see what RE/MAX and First do. If you want to check that out, of course, you can Google that as well. We can post a link. This one, David, really cool. It's a startup. They plan to help consumers purchase a home without a mortgage. So, of course, it is in California, but it's LA, not San Francisco. It's an investor-based startup. It's actually claiming that they can get Americans in. It's called FLEQ, or FLEX, F-L-E-Q, and it will launch next month in Pittsburgh. And what they basically do is, instead of originating a mortgage, they're going to buy the home for the purchaser, and then they're going to sell it back to them in bit by bit in small shares. it's almost like a new concept, I'm guessing, like a rent-to-own type of model. The buyer can choose the length of the time. That's right, that they want to be in the home, and then they charge rent to the borrower. And then at any time, the homeowner borrower can actually decide to walk away, and anything that has occurred, they actually will split it, including the profit. Or they'll split the profit. So interesting model. Yeah, you want to
create
check
some
it
options.
Out. FLEQ. Definitely check it out. And then one very last thing, which has to do with brokers. The broker market is here, right? We hear so much buzz. Basically,
yes.
Vendorly, which we know is traditionally a vendor oversight platform, well, what they now have done is they have included the broker oversight and management process of their approvals for everything you can imagine. NMLS information tracking is all there, so you want to check out Vendorly. Great updates for today. If you're interested in smart pajamas, check them out. Too bad we're not selling them, David. We could offer the Lincoln on Lending logo stamped right in the middle. But for today, that is today's tech update.
Tech pajamas. What the heck? Who knows what's next? But that's interesting. But I am interested about that other loan program. There's going to be a lot of new things coming into the market. I'm looking forward to getting more reports as we get through the year with you, Alan. Appreciate you being here. If you want to get a hold of Alan, email him at alan@tms-advisors.com. Alan, thanks for this week's tech update. Appreciate it. So I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Fidastra, the MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Velma, Vidyard, VendorSurf, and AI Assist. So good to have you here with us this week. Looking forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.